This is CliffCentral.com.
Please note that the views expressed and the advice provided in this show are for general advice and entertainment purposes only. Nothing stated should be treated as a substitute for your own independent legal advice based on your own specific facts and objectives. Therefore, the presenter and CliffCentral.com accept no liability of any nature whatsoever, either expressed or implied.
Law, like you've never heard it before. The Laws of Life with Gary Hertzberg on CliffCentral.com.
I'm Gary Hertzberg, and this is the Laws of Life on CliffCentral.com. Today we are up in the air, and we're talking about drones and how they are changing our lives. And I think we all know that today drones can do just about everything, from delivering pizzas to fighting terrorism and killing people. How about drones to catch cheating partners in motel rooms, or to stalk your partner who's being a dirty cheater? Or you could use drones to snoop on your neighbors and have a peek into their bedroom. Wouldn't that be nice? Are drones the new peeping toms in town? Peeping, peeping, peeping tom. Peeping, peeping, peeping tom. Peeping, peeping, peeping tom. Everywhere you go, you just peeping tom. Yeah, peeping toms by Toots and the Maytals. Never heard that one. The question we ask today is, what are the legal limitations on drones? And a man who knows a whole lot about drones and the law on drones is Johannesburg attorney. He's also a private pilot. His name is Emil Meiberg. Welcome back.
Thank you very much, Gary.
Good. You've done how many hours?
300.
Yeah, that's a lot. Okay, the only thing Emil peeps into is law books, and he's also a specialist on the Consumer Protection Act. So we're going to talk consumer protection a little later. And we're going to take questions on that topic from our collaborative partner, Legal Talk South Africa. You know them very well, and their founder, Ray Green.
That's right.
I think they've got about 133,000 people.
That's right. Yeah. It's tons. It's one of the biggest groups in South Africa.
Yeah. On the consumer protection side, we're going to talk about air accommodation, if you airfares, and if you want to cancel, and accommodation if you want to cancel. I think we're going to split it into a separate podcast.
Yeah, that's right. And especially pertinent now that that Mango is on strike.
Yeah, well, you'll talk to us about that. Our Facebook page, The Laws of Life with Gary Hertzberg, and our Twitter handle is at Hertzlaw, H-E-R-T-Z-L-A-W. Emil Meiberg, let's talk about something that I saw today on, it's all over, there's a collision in Canada, a drone and a commercial aircraft. Tell us what happened there.
Well, I saw that on the international news this morning. Fortunately, nobody was injured, the airplane managed to land again. But that just shows the serious risk that drones can pose to aircraft. The drone collided with a wing of the aircraft. I understand it wasn't a big plane. It was a commercial plane, but in a commercial operation, but it wasn't a Boeing or an Airbus. The thing with drones and why it's included and regulated by the Civil Aviation Authority is because it's an airborne vehicle. In many respects, I think it's problematic that it's being regulated by the CAA. Especially because the pilot stays fixed. The pilot doesn't go anywhere with the craft, which is what normally happens in an aeroplane or a helicopter. But considering that they share the airspace with aeroplanes, and when they collide with aeroplanes, there's a serious risk of harm to the aircraft and to life. Therefore, it has been included in the CAA's jurisdiction. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the requirements, training requirements for flying a drone are very similar to what a pilot has to go through. He needs a medical examination. There are specific, specially designated medical aviation doctors.
Sorry, Emil, when you talk of a drone, when you talk of these requirements, what size drone are you saying?
A drone can be any size. Yeah. There's no limitation on or prescription how big it must be. It must just be remotely operated.
So these kind of, can I call them enthusiast drones that we operate standing on the ground? I've seen them all over the place.
They're also drones, but what's important to remember, and I think many people are not familiar with this, the laws relating to drones cater almost exclusively for commercial drone operations. So the drones that many people will get in their Christmas hamper this year, I got one last year, they are not covered by the regulations. They are, except for one or two. But the law relating to drones specifically relate to commercial operations.
Okay. Let's talk about, I know there was a case in the USA and it's been here in South Africa. I'll give you the South African version and it comes off Legal Talk. One of them said, one of the posters says, when you live in a complex and your neighbor flies his drone right next to your bedroom window, are you allowed to throw it with something? It's a South Africanism. Can you throw a brick at it or throw it with a brick? The thing, and then the one in the USA is about some guy who was peeping on, was using the drone to fly over his neighbor because he's apparently young. She's a major daughter was lying at the swimming pool or something, and he wanted a view in her bikini, so he was using the camera on the drone to do this. Is this allowed here?
That's stalking. There are no laws or rules in the drones regulations saying that you cannot use it to take pictures or you cannot use it to stalk people. There are other laws that cater for that. Now, having said that, if I fly my drone over my house, 100% in accordance with what the regulations say, and you shoot it down because you say you're flying my drone over your house, you are guilty of malicious damage to property. Mm. There is no exception to damage somebody else's goods just because it's in your property. Same thing as my neighbor's boys kick their soccer ball into my property. I can't break that ball. I've got to give it back to them. Now, if I just fly my drone over your house.
Over your house?
Over my neighbor's house.
No, well, let's say it's flying over your own house, but it's got a camera that can view the neighbor's swimming pool.
Yes.
Or through the neighbor's bedroom window.
But still, if it's operated according to what the rules say, visual line of sight.
Yeah.
Rules. And that's basically within. And no higher than 300 meters, 300 feet lower than the highest building in the neighborhood, and not damaging property and not posing a threat to life, then you cannot go and shoot it down. But if I hover it over somebody else's property, specifically to take pictures of the neighbor's daughter in bikini, then that's illegal in terms of other laws. And you can go get a harassment order against the person.
Well, Emil, how do you... I mean, you understand a drone camera better than I do. How can they prove that the drone flying over your own property, your property, is spying on the swimming pool next door?
Well, he will have to make that allegation. I said, listen, the drone was hovering over the swimming pool and it's clearly infringing on my privacy. If I was representing somebody in a position like that, that's the angle I would take, and then put it on the person to come and show that that was not the case. He can bring the footage that he took and said, yes, look, the drone was over your property, but I was shooting the sunset.
Yeah.
Because unless the drone is 2 meters above you, you can't really see where that camera is pointing.
There were dozens of replies to this one. Rion said, you must stretch some fishing gut lines across the area, and he won't see it, and that would crash the drone.
I still say that is malicious damage to property. You know, if I operate my drone strictly in accordance with what the regulation says, and with no ulterior motive, and you go and destroy it, I will sue you for the damage to my drone.
What about stalking your ex?
Well, there are laws for that. You know, the Domestic Violence Act, the Harassment Act, all provide for remedies. Yeah. If you use your drone to stalk your ex, it's no different from parking out in your car in front of her house to take pictures. Yeah. That's stalking. Stalking isn't defined so as to exclude drones. So however you do it, with a drone, without, you can get into
trouble.
So
you've got to prove that the drone is stalking her.
Yes.
That you're flying it above wherever she is to take pictures of her and see where she's going.
And I can see that's going to be a challenge to prove that it's your ex flying that drone.
Yeah. Is there such a thing as jamming a drone?
I've read up about it. Apparently, there is. You can interfere in the signals transmitted from the control center there where the drone pilot is operating the drone. So that the drone cannot communicate with the control center. But once again, in order for that to be valid, the specific drone operation must be illegal.
Emil, this is quite a serious problem. I mean, we kind of make a bit of light of it, but flying your drone over your neighbor's property or over your property, it has a camera attached. I mean, your properties are adjoining. It's very easy to take pictures of whoever's sitting at the pool or with. You can even get into their bedroom. It's frightening, this.
It is, but I think before we get into the frightening aspect of it, I would say that operating a drone is very difficult. I am a pilot. Mm. I got a drone last year for Christmas. I tried working that for a couple of days. I just couldn't get it to hover still. So anybody that is going to use a drone and have it hover statically next to your ex or neighbor's window is somebody that will require a lot of skill and practice in operating a drone. You can't go out and buy a drone now and have it hover next to somebody's window the next day. It takes a lot of practice.
What is the particular drone you got? Give me an idea of the price you paid for it.
Well, I got it as a Christmas gift from a friend, and I didn't ask him how much he paid for it.
But you obviously priced it afterwards.
But look, they go from about 1,500 rand upwards, 10,000 rand for more sophisticated models. The drones that are used in commercial operations are hundreds of thousands.
The drones that they're using, you know, you can pick up any reality TV program. They're following people, cheaters and places and, you know, stuff like that. Are those expensive, those drones?
They would be expensive, and they would be subject to commercial
Are those
licensing.
Commercial?
Yes.
Yeah. So you're saying that the person down below that's operating the drone, he's standing wherever outside his house, he needs a license for that.
He needs a license for that, and drone operations are specifically regulated. The drone can't be more than 400 meters from you, and there must be a certain amount of visibility as well. These things that are similar to pilot training. That would be an expensive drone.
What happens if your drone is operated from a combi, from a moving car?
Well, as long as it's within the limits prescribed by the regulations, then it's fine.
Could this be used by the local police?
It could be.
Are there? Has it been introduced to your knowledge?
I don't know whether it's been introduced in South Africa, but I do know it's being used overseas. I was watching a report on BBC yesterday or the day before showing how France is utilizing drones to catch people speeding or overtaking illegally on the French highways. And people dream up a lot of horrors about drones, but I think drones can be very useful goods. A drone is incredibly cheap to operate. If you think to operate a drone for an hour compared to operating a helicopter for an hour, you know, it's 4,000, 5,000 rand an hour to operate a helicopter, in addition to having the pilot on board.
Yeah.
A drone comes at a fraction of that cost.
What does it operate on, really? Is there some fuel that goes in the drone? Or
There is some fuel that go into the drone, yes, on the more sophisticated ones. On the cheaper ones, mine uses batteries.
Oh. Can you take pictures of... How high does it go? And then can you take pictures of stuff on the ground? Speeding vehicles, getaway cars, hijackers, can you pick all that?
It could? Depending upon the camera that you install on the drone. And once again, I'm not talking about commercial drones.
Yeah, I'm talking about kind of yours.
The one on mine won't really take any sophisticated pictures. No.
What happens if we want to use these drones as for our neighborhood watch? Could they be hovering around to see whether people are entering our neighborhood? Thieves, robbers, we have so much of it going on right now.
I can't see why not. I think if the security industry wants to look at doing that, it would once again, it would fall into the ambit of commercial drone operations. I can't think that the neighborhood watch can ask me to use my drone to do that.
It may be cheaper than these cars that are riding around all the time.
Much cheaper
and more effective.
Because you can install infrared cameras on those drones so that people can't hide away in the dark.
So you see the
possibilities for using drones are endless. This morning I was watching on BBC again how they use drones in Australia to spot sharks. People possibly drowning. So the possibilities of drones are staggering. And also, you know, forgive me if I sound like a bit dreary here, but in our age of climate awareness, you know, an airplane, for each kilogram of gas it uses, it emits 3.15 kilograms of carbon dioxide. So that's very environmentally unfriendly. A drone does the same thing for virtually no environmental impact.
Take the gents that are driving around in these vehicles, the security vehicles patrolling the area that we pay a lot of money for. Could they be trained as drone operators?
They can be. If they pass the exams, the skills test, the theoretical test.
What do they need, a matric, or do they need...
They need to be 18 years and older. They need to pass the medical exam. They need to do some theoretical training, and they need to do a skills test. Many of the requirements are similar to pilots. They need to maintain a logbook. And operating a drone also requires you need to have some documents with you. I mean, this is a bit boring stuff, but sure, there's no reason why a security company cannot train their employees to be drone operators.
Okay, assuming that the drone picks up that there's someone climbing over a wall about to commit an offense, there's nothing they could really do except radio to... So you still need a vehicle, get quickly to number one First Avenue. There's a problem there.
Yes. The images transmitted from the drone can obviously be transmitted to a central control room as well,
yes,
in addition to having to go to the drone pilot. And whatever they pick up, because the drone and the pilot must also know where it is, it's got to be fitted with GPS or something that can tell you its current position. A control room can very quickly pick up and say, listen, it's 28 degrees south, 27 degrees west, and minutes and seconds, and go there.
Yeah. I think drones could probably deter people from committing offenses. If something's flying around, I mean, it's only a few hundred meters up.
Yes. I'm just suddenly thinking, you know, you can put these notices up, you know, this is a drone-controlled area.
Yes, absolutely.
We're looking at you from above.
Yeah. How clear is it? We've all seen it in the movies and on TV, and that it's as clear as anything. You can actually see the people walking,
yes,
climbing over a wall, being where they shouldn't be.
Yes. I mean, with the kind of sophisticated cameras that they become more sophisticated day by day and smaller and lighter, so they can easily be mounted on a drone. I think there are lots of possibilities.
I mean, in business, Emil, we are very secretive about our operations, and we'd hate to think our competitors are snooping on us and looking into our yards to see what stock we holding, etc., what stock's coming in and out. Drones can pick all this up, really. I mean, you can really spy on your competitors.
Yes.
It's changing. It's revolutionizing this world.
Look, one of the regulations for the drone say you can't use it for illegal purposes. So if you're going to use it for industrial spying, you can get into trouble again. I think you can be sued and maybe possibly even be criminally prosecuted for it.
Can it be picked up easily? How far? I mean, these cameras can zoom in from quite far away.
Yes.
I suppose they can try and show that drone belongs to you and you are my competitor and you trying to find out what my stock holding is. That is spying. I mean, it's industrial
sabotage, although,
to an extent, yeah.
Unless your stock is stored in the open, you know, if it's in a warehouse, I can't see how a drone would be able to pick that up. But unless it's stored in the open, I don't see too much of a risk for you there. But having said that, you know, we complain about drones, but you can go into Google Maps.
Absolutely.
And get all the information you want immediately.
Yeah.
And there's nothing stopping Google Maps from taking pictures wherever they want. And Google Maps pictures are quite sophisticated. I once had a look on Google Maps at a picture of my house, and I could see my daughter's floating duck in our swimming pool.
Wow.
So not in focus, but you could see it.
Yeah. What about they use aircraft to collect data and check agricultural crops, all that aerial photography. That's been used all the time, the drones.
Yes, yeah. Drones. And in the past, it used to be airplanes doing that. I think that's one thing where drones can also make a big difference. You know, it's cheaper and less environmentally unfriendly. Those things can be done by drones now. And there was nothing stopping you in the past from doing it with an airplane. So why should it now be stopped just because it's a drone?
You may not know this one. I read the other day that insuring your drone is a new concept. It's like you insure your car, your plane, I guess. You've got to insure your drone. It could crash into another drone or plane, or it could crash into someone's wall or into their house. You've got public liability. You need public liability on that one.
You probably do. Pilots need, I mean, I have excess liability insurance if I crash the plane.
But may I ask what the cover is for a private pilot?
Well, no flight school will rent a plane to me. Unless I have this excess insurance, which covers me for 40,000 rand. The plane itself is also insured, but I've got to be insured for the excess.
What happens if you crash into someone, something, and you're negligent as a pilot?
Same legal principles as anything
but
else.
Are you covered? Is there insurance on? Is there automatic insurance on that?
Not against me acting negligently. The aeroplane will be insured. But any damage to other people I cause with an aeroplane, and same with a drone, will probably not be insured. You will need specific insurance for that.
I know California lawyers who are famous for innovative ways of catching cheaters. They're using these drones, and there have been a lot of cases where spouses have been caught basically kind of going into hotel rooms. It's a way of doing it, I guess.
We must keep in mind that the divorce laws in the U.S. or California are a bit different from here. You know, there you still need to prove fault on the part of the spouse, which we don't need to do here.
Yeah.
I mean, in the past, they used to spy on spouses with private detectives and taking
PBR,
pictures.
You saw those old 1950s movies where they come in to break into the motel room with cameras and flashlights. And
What's the difference between hiding out next to a motel, taking pictures of cheating spouses and taking pictures from a drone? Nothing.
There was an article I read about British women being under threat from peeping Toms using the drones to spy on them. It's quite common.
Yes, that is a risk. But once again, there are laws protecting people against stalking. It doesn't matter whether you do it from the ground or through a drone.
So let's talk about the military. I don't know if you've got much knowledge on that. They use, what are they called there? They're not called drones. They're called AUVs or UAVs or something.
Yes, unmanned aerial vehicles.
Yeah, what are these actually?
Well, they are basically military aircraft, fighter jets without pilots. And that's one of the things that make them so attractive. You know, fighter jets would be a whole lot cheaper if they didn't need to have pilots with them. It's the pilots that cause all the extra weight. So a military drone, let's call it that for easy, just for the sake of reference, can be flown much higher than a normal fighter jet. They're also equipped with all of these military cameras, infrared cameras.
And bombs. Yeah.
I read an article a week or so ago where a US drone managed to stop an Islamic State execution. They spotted this possible execution from 50,000 feet up high.
Wow.
So you can just imagine what kind of cameras they have.
Mm.
And fired a missile at the guard that was supposed to check out people trying to interfere or stopping this execution. And he was taken out, and the execution itself was stopped. Mm. So that's how they use drones. Drones have been used quite extensively by the US military in their so-called fight against terror.
Yeah. Have we got drones in South Africa, military drones?
I believe we do. I think the NEL has some. There are some aviation magazines for private pilots like myself, which had an article a few, about a year or two ago, about the NEL and partnerships with foreign militaries developing our own drones. But obviously that's very secret.
How far can a military drone fly from its point of departure, roughly?
From what I've read, some of these drones can stay airborne for, you know, close to a whole day.
Wow.
Up to 24 hours.
Really?
And, you know, once again, because they're lighter, they use less fuel. So the fuel that used to be used in the past to keep the pilot in that plane can now be used to, on a much lighter aircraft, and use it to fly for further and higher.
Does the weight of a pilot make such a difference?
It does.
Just you alone?
In a small plane, it can make a big difference. When the temperature rises, the weight that you can put on a plane decreases. Mm. And every kilogram on a commercial airliner burns about 300 milliliters of fuel. So that's why these airliners are so pedantic about your suitcase's weight.
Yes. Yeah. Could it be that in future drones are going to change wars and nations are going to fight one another using drones?
I think it already has. But I think before drones really start becoming our weapons of choice, I think cyber hacking, in military hacking, is going to be much more serious than drones. I read recently about how the North Korean hackers, you know, are able to take out and do take out, crudely though, but military systems of South Korea. They hacked the whole South Korea and US war plans against North Korea. So, and that's even cheaper than operating a drone. You know, any computer geek can learn how to hack.
Can they take out drones, the North Koreans?
Yes.
I guess they could.
They would be able to hack into the drone operating system. Last year or 2 years ago, they managed to hack into the Federal Reserve's computers and almost got away with $1 billion. They managed to get away with $81 million, and it was only because of a spelling mistake that they couldn't take the rest off of the billion. Yes, I think drones, although they already make a big difference, I think cyber stalking, cyber hacking, military hacking is going to be the wars of the future.
What are the pros and cons, if I can ask you as a kind of ending question, of using drones in warfare and counterterrorism?
It's much less loss of soldiers. Civilian life is obviously still at risk. But the fact that a drone can fly over a war-torn area, get shot down, and the pilot still goes home. You know, the pilots operating the U.S. drones, they sit in the Pentagon or wherever. They're not in Yemen or in Syria.
We don't need pilots anymore. People like you have become redundant.
We basically have, yes.
So, I mean, can a drone, a military drone, be as effective as a pilot or even more than a pilot? Piloted aircraft.
They can be. Yeah. And they can also be flown with much more precision. In a military fighter jet, you know, the pilot himself had to, while flying the aeroplane, still had to aim at the target that he wanted to shoot and make sure that it's lined up, all the while not losing control over the plane. A drone is operated by several people. You know, there's one that just flies the drone 10,000 miles away. There's another one that checks out the targets. There's another one that aims the weapon. It's just so much
easier. What about our passenger aircraft? How would you feel being kind of droned around the world?
I wouldn't. For the simple reason that if the pilot doesn't experience the same fear for the loss of his aircraft, I think he might be or she might be a whole lot less inclined to help save that aircraft. That's just my personal opinion. I'm sure pilots might disagree with me.
We've been talking to private pilot Emil Myberg. When you talk private pilot, how many packs does your
I can take three. I'm rated on the Cessna 172 and 182.
How many people?
I can take, well, the plane can take four people,
yeah,
including the pilot. Yeah. So that's one plus three.
Okay, so the first three listeners that phone in quickly. No, I'm kidding. Many thanks. It's been so interesting talking about drones. Don't go away, because we're going to move on to the Consumer Protection Act, which we'll do as a separate podcast. This has been great. Thank you to our listeners for listening. And stick around. Please pick up the next podcast on the Consumer Protection Act. Things like if you book your airline ticket and you need to cancel it, what happens? We'll be right back.
This is CliffCentral.com.